The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, we have a returning guest who has been with us many times before, Dr. Michael Sala, a true pioneer in the field of exopolitics. Dr. Sala's work has brought to light some of the most fascinating and, yes, controversial hidden truths about humanity's interactions with extraterrestrial civilizations. His latest book, U.S. Army Insider Missions 3, Nordic ETs, Space Arcs, and Saturn, continues the thrilling story of JP, a U.S. Army soldier who has been involved in a series of covert missions revealing humanity's involvement with Nordic extraterrestrials, ancient space arcs, and the mysteries of Saturn. JP, now honorably discharged from the U.S. Army, has been tasked with assignments that have taken him deep into the Earth, into submerged space arcs, and beyond our planet. These missions, which read like something out of science fiction, are being conducted in collaboration with extraterrestrials who seem to have a vested interest in Earth and its future. The book also explores how the space arcs, massive structures filled with ancient technology, are being activated in response to a cosmic event that is unfolding right now. In the background, secret international military coalitions are preparing for the extraordinary changes these missions will bring to our world. Dr. Sala's book dives deep into JP's missions, revealing the cost of these encounters on both a personal and global scale. From medical experiments performed on soldiers to life extension technologies buried in the inner Earth, this book will challenge your understanding of what is possible. And tonight, we're going to explore the profound implications of these revelations. Dr. Michael Sala is coming up next.
Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrick. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. His website is exopolitics.org, and his new book, the third installment, U.S. Army Insider Missions 3, Nordic ETs, Space Arcs, and Saturn. And directly from beautiful Key West, I'd like to welcome Dr. Michael Sala. Hello, Michael, and welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, Mel. Great to be back on your show.
My pleasure. And first question is, are you guys are okay, you and your wife in Key West, with all this strange weather?
Well, I just got back from a conference in Denver, Colorado, and the weather definitely did impact the Key West area and the Florida Keys in general. My wife couldn't join me because her flights were canceled on three successive days. So she kind of like held down the fort while I was over there in Denver doing the conference gig.
The same thing happened to me coming back home. I had a layover in Denver. But before we hit Denver, we had to circle for about an hour. Couldn't make it. Had to land in Wichita, Kansas, slept on the floor for the first time in an airport. But that's another story. Michael, congratulations on the new book. JP, this is the third installment. My first question to you is, when you told me that honorably discharged, that seems a bit premature. He was young and not too many years in the Army, am I right?
Well, he had served in the U.S. Army for 4 years, 7 months. And he was in his second term of enlistment.
Okay.
And then that's when some issues arose. I mean, he did get injured from his duties and especially his covert duties. And of course, there's also the COVID vaccinations that he was required to take. in the army, and he began experiencing heart palpitations. And so that, and also his exposure to some of the advanced technologies, the off-world technologies, the different frequencies during the missions, all of that culminated in him actually suffering what the army now describes as a permanent disability. And so they decided to give him a honorable discharge with virtually full retirement, which is very unusual. There's a book that's just come out. You probably are aware of it, Imminent, by Luis Elizondo.
Yes.
And Lou Elizondo, he describes in that book that James Mattis, before he left as the Secretary of Defense, that he was instrumental in passing a new army regulation that people who had been exposed to UFOs and suffered permanent disability would be given a full retirement package regardless of how long they served. So that was something that did kind of lead to some resentment from people that JP had worked with in the army, because they said, well, why are you getting virtually a full retirement? Why are you being retired after only serving 4 years and 7 months? And you know, he couldn't explain to them the real reason that, well, it was because he was doing these off-world missions and covert missions to different inner Earth civilizations, encountering ancient technologies, going through different frequency levels and so forth, and suffering injuries from that. And the technology, the medical technology, wasn't sufficient to heal him.
By the way, just a quick parenthesis, since you mentioned the COVID V, this is something else, but this is from Alexandra Bruce. She tells me, quote, I recently reported that a good friend of mine is also friends with a medical officer currently serving at Camp Pendleton, who tells him that 60% of vax recipients under his care, also known as Marines, are developing a syndrome whereby it appears that their nervous systems are being hijacked by the vax nanocircuitry, which he fears will enable this 6G wireless takeover of their thoughts and actions. He says he can't figure out how it works. End quote. A lot of things happening, and especially to our military. So with all this, the, what do you call it, the futuristic health benefits that he experienced with the Nordics underground, how come they didn't help him?
Well, the health benefits that he did receive, they did help him, but they weren't sufficient to heal him. I mean, they were more like treatments. They helped him recover from some of the kind of worse aspects of what he was suffering from, but he wasn't cured. To be cured, you really needed to have access, or he needed to have access to some of the more advanced healing technologies. And there is a, as far as I understand, the healing technologies possessed in the U.S. Navy's secret space program are far in advance of what is possessed by the Air Force's secret space program. And JP, he was associated with the Air Force's secret space program. So while they do have some advanced medical technologies that JP did use, and JP did describe some of the healing technologies that were given to him by the Nordics and by the inner Earth and people, all of that wasn't sufficient to heal him. It just really just dealt with his immediate symptoms. But to be healed, I think there was something deeper going on, and likely the vaccine would have been kind of like at the center of that, and that probably requires these more advanced med beds that I believe would be able to kill people from the adverse effects of the vaccine.
I keep hearing about med beds for years. I hope that if disclosure happens, it comes with med beds. But obviously, this is the third installment. I'm assuming that there's a lot of evolution, and JP has evolved a lot. But with his honorable discharge, what did this mean for the continued involvement in these covert extraterrestrial missions?
Well, the it really doesn't change the nature of his covert missions at all, because what he's been told is that now he'll continue to do covert missions when he's required, or if he volunteers to do them as part of what veterans are offered. I mean, we did an update more recently where he described going into the Office of Veterans Affairs and being told that as a veteran who has been involved in covert operations, in future missions, they will be given the option of volunteering. But I mean, the key thing is that JP was told by his handler that he would still be required to do missions. So what this does, what this honorary discharge does with virtually full benefits, is that JP previously, while he was serving with the Army, he would, like 95 to 98% of his time was doing things associated with his military occupation specialty, which was quartermaster and chemical equipment repairer. But now that he's officially retired, he can still do the covert missions, which previously took up 2 to 5% of his time. But now, rather than being required to serve with the Army in regular duties, he's essentially at home, just in a stress-free environment, and that's going to be much better for his health. Because I mean, the thing is, the Army life is very stressful, and if you are having or experiencing heart problems, I mean, stress is known to be something that really does impact health. So I think this was a big part of the reason why the white hats that are behind JP, supporting his disclosures, arranged for him to be given a honorable discharge along with full retirement benefits, or close to full retirement benefits, so that way he could heal, he would be in a stress-free environment, and they could get years more service out of him in the covert programs.
Being that this is the third installment, the ARCs, for the people, I want to just have some bridge questions so that those who haven't listened to our first two interviews, and if you haven't, folks, you can always stop this audio and go back to the other two great interviews so that you know. I just don't want to repeat too much, but at least to give a bridge. ARCs, when we say ARCs, can you define what they really mean?
Space ARCs, or these are vessels that will take a portion of humanity or of the environment, animals, plant life, and so forth, take them off planet for preservation during a time of great cataclysm. And JP has been on various arcs or biodomes. They're separate, but they are connected. The biodomes seem to be more oriented towards protecting the or preserving an environment on Earth, but it would be in space. So these are very large domes. I mean, they're miles in diameter, and you have all sorts of plant life, animal life, trees, and so forth. And it's a complete ecosystem with atmosphere, oxygen, and so forth. And that these are being preserved for a kind of continuity of species experiment, let's say. The space arcs, they are a little bit different. They are very large spacecraft, which have in their advanced technologies, and they have been used historically for the purpose of either evacuating individuals or entire communities during a time of earth changes, or to help seed a new civilization at a time when civilization has to rebuild after some kind of cataclysm. So the space arcs perform those dual functions, and JP has been to several of these space domes that I just mentioned, and also to these space arcs. And the one that he's visited the most is one in the Atlantic Ocean. Initially, it was in the Bermuda Triangle, and then it moved into a more central Atlantic region, presumably so that it would be more of an international effort to explore it and extract whatever benefit it has to have, as opposed to being closer to the U.S. mainland, where it would have been more of a U.S. Control.
When it comes to his participation, what exactly was his relationship with the Nordics? Because the Nordics seem to be almost critical support for this planet?
Well, the Nordics definitely have a very important role to play in disclosure, in the evolution of this planet. And JP had his first experience with the Nordics in 2008, and that's when we first spoke. He contacted me just out of the blue, just phoned me and said, hey, I've had this experience with these human-looking Nordic beings in Brazil. That's where he was at the time. And so he began sharing with me all the information all that time. And over the subsequent years, I've learned more about the Nordics. He always describes them as Nordics. He has never gotten a description from them that I'm from the Pleiades or we're from Sirius or anything like that, even though he suspects or intuits that they're from the Pleiades star system. He just describes them as having that, you know, blue-eyed, white-haired look, fair skin and so forth, and that they have been helping expose him to a wide variety of experiences and technologies and civilizations. And I think that they have been using JP as a conduit for disclosure, and that they have reached agreements with the Air Force, the US Air Force, in having JP work with the Air Force. And in exchange for JP working with the Air Force, the Nordics would help the Air Force acquire some of the more advanced technologies, help them understand it. But in the meantime, the Air Force would protect JP and give him exposure to a variety of missions and activities and facilities so that he would be able to talk about this. And this is something that is very, very unusual. And I'm sure some people would be very skeptical that that could be possible. But, I mean, JP does have photographs of craft that he was asked to reveal by Air Force covert operatives. So this began in 2017, which is when I went first public with JP, because prior to that time, he didn't have any evidence. And so I just kept it all. I just recorded our conversations or took notes about our conversations. But in 2017, he started to tell me about these different types of anti-gravity vehicles he was witnessing near MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. But the thing that really made his testimony very important was that he had photographs of the craft, and he said that on several occasions that covert operatives actually instructed him, actually helped him to look up at the craft and say, you know, photograph them, because that is part of the disclosure plan. So there are covert operatives that are associated with these Air Force secret space program that have been telling JP since 2017 to release photographs and videos of the various anti-gravity technologies he's been experiencing and release those to the general public. And he's been working with me to do precisely that ever since.
Another quick parenthesis that just came to mind. Somebody wrote to me saying, Mel, did you know that the agreement between the extraterrestrials and Eisenhower, 1954, Holloman Air Force Base, expired this year? And apparently there was an agreement of secrecy. Do you lend credence to that? And this is why so many people are talking about disclosure will be happening soon. But I also think there's Project Bluebeam around the corner as well.
Well, that's right. I think Project Bluebeam, we're getting closer and closer to them actually trying to pull something like that off. Regarding the agreements, like the Holloman Agreement, I mean, people have talked about these agreements lasting a certain amount of time. Now, I know that there are different agreements with different groups. I mean, this is what has been happening. I mean, you have the Nordics, they're one group. You have the reptilians and the greys, they're another group. You have other organizations like the Galactic Federation, they're yet another group. And like I know that the Navy has reached agreements with this Galactic Federation, and their technologies are more advanced than what the Air Force was able to achieve through its agreements with the Greys or the Reptilians.
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.